Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Nationwide Discussion today. My name is Lucy Kiden. Now, our discussion today is coming from Central Equatoria State, and we'll be looking at a number of things. We'll be looking at how the new leadership of the Central Equatoria State government is reshaping the priorities, but also what will be the policy direction, and also some of the activities that have recently already been actioned. And that includes the opening of the roads in the markets, but also the traders, the illegal traders from the roadsides have been banned from selling their products there. And then we'll also look at the custom fire. What is the approach, how the response is being. We'll understand what the committee is going to do. And then we'll also look into what are some of those gaps that need to be filled to ensure that such tragedies don't happen again. Yes, so that's a brief summary of what to expect during today's discussion. And as you are aware, you're welcome to be part of the discussion. You'll be able to call in or text in and engage with me and the guest. And the numbers are 0912067879 or 0912067929. Or 0912068101. You can also text through 0912177141. All right, let's dive into the discussion. My guest is with me here, and today we will be speaking to the Central Equatoria State Minister of Information and Communication, and that is none other than Honorable Patrick Nyarsuk. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Kiden, and all the administration of Radio Miraya, who are listening to this program, a nationwide program. It's so great to be here today. My name, as you stated, is Nyarsuk Patrick James. I am the State Minister of Information and Communication. I bring you greetings from the leadership of the Government of Central Equatoria to all the administration of Radio Miraya and all the listeners. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Thank you, too. Thank you for making the time to come and address and speak to the public. Now, as we all know, the current leadership of the Central Equatoria government is under Governor Emmanuel Adil, who took office about 2 weeks ago. And there were four main priorities that he mentioned during his speech. This one of them was ensuring security, peace and unity. The other was changing the face of Juba, and then boosting the agricultural sector and improving service delivery. Now, what can you say about these main four areas? So how is this going to be implemented?
Thank you so much, Kiden, and all the listeners. The government of Central Equatoria State under His Excellency Emmanuel Adil is so committed to making sure that this time around, the leadership change. Emmanuel Adil is not new in Central Equatoria State. He was a governor before, so it is very clear people know his style of leadership. As you stated, the government of Central Equatoria State this time around focus on four important pillars, which is the policy direction of the government of Central Equatoria State. One, you stated, is peace, security and unity. It has come to the attention of the government of Central Equatoria State that it is a foundation upon the government of Central Equatoria State to ensure that there is peace and security within Central Equatoria State. Why it became one of the most important pillars of the government of Central Equatoria State? There has been always a continuous incident from the Holler groups that are causing violence and conflict within some of the areas, such as Yei County and Kejikeji County, where there's some continual attacks. So the government of Central Equatoria is working collectively with the government, with the national government, to ensure that peace and security is brought into these counties that are particularly affected. And this time around, the government of Central Equatoria also is going to be working with community leaders particularly, and also the church leaders, to making sure that all of them work toward peace, mm-hmm. and ensuring that peace is implemented and peace is restored in our state, the Central Equatorial State. The second approach is working with different political parties. All of us know that this government is the government of the revitalized agreement of conflict of resolution in the Republic of South Sudan. The direction of the government is to making sure that these parties come and work together regardless of their political parties to achieve peace. The second thing is the economic recovery through agriculture. We understand what the government of South Sudan and Central Equatoria in particular is going through. There's challenges with agriculture. There's challenges in economic. For us to recover this economic, Central Equatoria State is one of the states that is known for its fertile land, and it is known for being people who are dealing in agriculture particularly, and not also forgetting the cattle keepers, particularly the Mundari. The government of Central Equatoria is looking forward to work with developmental partners into how they can revive some of the big farms that were there, particularly like in Yei. When we look back, when we got an independent South Sudan, most of the food was coming from Yei County and Kejikeji County. Mm-hmm. But due to the conflict and the displacement, we are finding out that these people are not there. And due to also lack of empowerment, empowering the local farmers, it has become a challenge. The governor have directed the Minister of Agriculture in Central Equatoria State to work with national institutions as concerned, particularly the National Ministry of Agriculture and developmental partners, in making sure that this time around, corporate societies are empowered. And the governor directed that all our citizens in Central Equatoria State should look into how they can start putting their social corporate societies in place and apply through the funding that the Ministry of Agriculture will be loving through developmental partners and empower them for us to be able to improve. We are looking forward that this time around, Central Equatoria should be able to supply most of the state in South Sudan with food, at least to recover our economy. The third pillar is keeping Juba City Council clean, green, and safe. Juba is the face of the Republic of South Sudan, and it is the top priority of the government of Central Equatoria, making sure that issues to do with waste management is implemented to the standard. And if you look very closely, the new mayor have been moving from one location to the other, making sure that the approach of collection of garbages in the city, it is changed. Not only the city, but if you go down to areas that are under jurisdiction of Juba County under the commissioner, the garbage system is also changed. It is a shared responsibility to making sure that this city become clean to the standard that reflects some of the cities in the world. It is a collective responsibility. It's not only the government, but also the public. By making sure you follow the preventive measures by not dumping waste just at the roadside. And also, if you look into Juba City Council, the mayor only stay one man. Being the mayor, he started working on the road that connect from the Rock City Road. He started working on that, and he's looking forward to making sure that some of the roads within Juba City Council are worked on to ease the movement of citizens and to also improve service delivery and to combat security situations that will always be coming out in Juba City Council. And this, it is in work, the Juba City Council is working with all relevant authorities to making sure it is implemented. So we are looking that Juba City Council around this time reflect the face of the central of the government of Central Equatoria to the international standard. Also, within Juba City Council, we are looking into system of accountability and transparency and building trust with the citizen. If you look into how previously Juba City Council have been operating some years back, there was no trust now between Juba City Council and our traders particularly. For example, you will be a trader, you're having a shop, due to the challenges in economic, you are not able to pay your taxes. That is always continuing. People are paying to deliver services. You find out that there are some civil servant within Juba City Council, they will come and close your shop.
Mm-hmm.
But this time around, it is different. His Excellency, the Governor, directed the Mayor that there is no one within Juba City Council that should close any shop because the trader is not able to pay taxes on time. He should always be given time so that at least they continue working. And from there, they will come and pay. Yeah, we all understand that it is a duty of every trader and every citizen to pay tax to come back in form of service delivery. But if that trader doesn't have that money at that specific time, you don't have to close the shop. So it's going to be changing to build trust within the citizen and then the leadership of Juba City Council. Fourthly is improving and people-centered service delivery. All institutions in Central Equatorial State, during the speech of His Excellency the Governor, was directed to making sure that this institution became very productive in delivering services, such as health, education, infrastructure, agriculture, and so on and so forth, to build the social contract that in the near future the government will have with the people. Service delivery is a top priority in the leadership of His Excellency, the Governor of Central Equatorial State. This time around, it's not going to be about too much talk, but it's going to be about implementation of these strategies. And also, the Governor directed all the institutions to review their strategic plans and their policies to making sure that the kind of leadership this time around change. And to implement this, it is through collaboration and cooperation by developmental partners, and also they work closely with our national government to making sure that service delivery is implemented to the standard so that the deepest person in the grassroots get the services that they have been looking for a very long period of time.
Okay.
So these are some of the four pillars that became a policy direction of the government of Central Equatorial State, and the government is committed toward implementing it without any compromise. The other one is also accountability and transparency. It has come to the notice of the government of Central Equatorial that there was lack of transparency and accountability in some of the government institutions.
So when you say accountability and transparency, in what regard? This can have very many faces. So what specific institutions or implementations or projects or actions require this accountability and transparency that was not there before?
Previously, if you look into the previous governor, dismissed three government officials that was connected to issues to do with land. That is one of the commitment of the government of Central Equatorial State that civil servants don't contribute into selling of government properties. Number two is if you look around, you will see that there is problems some time back with management of resources. Management of resources, there is some resources will be allocated to implement a specific project for a particular institution. You will see that this project is not implemented the way it was presented to the Council of Ministers as a memo. But this time around, the government is looking forward that if there's any memo that has been presented to the Council of Ministers and passed and the relevant resources has been provided, and accountability details need to be provided for accountability purposes. These are some of the accountability and transparency within the government of Central Equatorial State. Also, we can talk about the recruitment system. Sometime you will see that anyone who come into a political position, they will start recruiting people from their tribe that are not qualified, that does not have the relevant skills. But this time around, the Ministry of Public Service of Central Equatorial State table a memo to the Council of Ministers last week, which was passed on the policy of recruitment and training expert in different institutions to improve delivery of services in those particular institutions.
Okay. Still speaking on accountability and transparency, I want to bring this fact to light, and you can talk about it. Parliament has not sat for a while, and bills and memos are being tabled at the Council of Ministers. Where are they going to? What has kept Parliament off their, you know, their sittings? And how soon are they to resume?
Thank you so much. Due to the political changes, it affects also the opening of the parliament because the parliament is guided by law. There's a code of conduct of parliament that guides, there's a policy that guides how parliament operate. But the reason governor, His Excellency Emmanuel Adel, if you follow the government of Central Equatorial State very closely, he met with the members representative of the Transitional Legislative Assembly of Central Equatorial State this week, and they are looking forward to see how, as soon as possible, they can be able to open the parliament, and some of the issues that need to be tackled in parliament will be addressed. And this also is connected to the accountability and transparency, so that these members of parliament can be able to hold the executive accountable on the plans that they are supposed to implement. So the parliament very soon is going to open, and after opening the parliament, we will see that there will be changes on implementation of all these memos that were stable, and even how effective are these institutions calling these constitutional postholders, particularly the ministers and the commissioners, to come and answer questions in case the parliament is having anything to say about. And some issues that are also brought from the national government, it can be tackled at the level of the parliament.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for explaining the four pillars on peace, security and unity, economic recovery through agriculture, keeping Juba City clean, green and safe, and then building trust, having people-centered service delivery. And with all this, definitely all the pillars need accountability and transparency as far as the implementation of the action plans or even projects under these pillars. Now, you earlier mentioned that the government is not going to have too much talk. They're going to act. And indeed, we saw a lot of action in the past week. There was traders who were, you know, told to get off the road. We saw pictures and videos of big tractors pushing down and breaking stalls to clear the road. Could you tell me maybe what led to this decision? And a lot of people are asking, was there any consultation with these traders? When you talk about people-centered service delivery, was there a consultation with them to understand why are they on the road? Why do they keep coming back to the road? Because this was not the first time they are being banned from selling products by the roadside.
Thank you so much for that specific question. There was, yes, a consultative program that had been going for some time through Juba City Council and the vendors that are operating at the roadside, not only in Custom. Some are in Konyo Konyo and some are in Kubri Habuba. It has come to our notice that these vendors, the leadership of Juba City Council, was having a plan to relocate them and giving them places where they can be able to operate. It's standard worldwide, you will not find people selling at the roadside. There is a plan on giving them shops where they can go and continue running their businesses. We recognize their efforts. This is South Sudanese, and the government of Central Equatoria is so happy that young South Sudanese like that are doing businesses, are doing work that could even contribute into the development of the nation. When the decision was taken, it was not to chase them out, but it was to remove them and relocate them to a safe place where they can be able to operate. If you look into how they are functioning at the roadside, it even affects the movement of public in that specific road. And sometimes they are risking their life. I'll give you a simple example. You're operating at the roadside. If any driver come and lose control, it can easily cause accident to the roadside, to those traders that are operating at the roadside. When this decision was taken, after the decision was taken and they were removed from the roadside, there was still continuous engagement so that the mayor of Juba City Council can be able to show them a new place where they can be able to operate.
So
it was a decision of the government that there should be a reorganization and modernization of our markets to organize them in a very, very standard level that reflect international standard. It's starting from the roadside, deep inside to the market.
So when you say there was a plan to relocate them, is that location known? Had it already been established?
It is known. There was a series of engagement meeting between the leadership of Juba City Council and the representative of the vendors. There was a series of that engagement so that at least they have to accept your clients will come to where you are as a trader. You're working there at the roadside. You're blocking those who are also having shops in that specific areas. And all these people, these are traders that have right in the constitution. So the government of Central Equatoria is not chasing them away. They are only trying, the government is trying to reorganize them so that at least our movement will, the movement will be safe of our civil population in that road, and their safety and their standard that the road will reflect. That was the purpose of removing the vendors from the roadside. Apart from that, there's no any other purpose.
Okay.
And if you look into that, after the incident of the fire outbreak, the governor of Central Equatoria State gave directives to the mayor of Juba City Council and the commissioner of Juba County and the rest of the commissioners to reorganize all markets, particularly within Juba City Council and Juba County, going down to the other counties of Central Equatoria State to the standard. It was not only the vendors in custom market, but if you go down to Konyokonyo, the same incident happened there. There was even no road for movement. You will see that you're having a shop. Someone will come and sell in front of your shop and selling the same commodities or the same product that you're selling. And the right person who was designated to be selling there is the person who is having the shop. So the government say, okay, you are a businessman, you are a trader, you are paying tax to the government, and you're playing a role of improving the economy of the country. Let us come and sit so that we will give you a place where you can operate.
All right. Now, as you know, there were protests. And when you say these were people who were engaged and there was continuous engagement, the result was still a protest. That means there was some kind of either negative response to the engagement. Now, I know that the fire happened and we will get to that. How do you intend to, how does the government intend to engage these traders to understand what it is you're saying without having to destroy their stalls, which we saw happening in videos, and also, you know, destroy their property that leads them to making losses, but also so that they don't have to come back to the street again. And then this becomes a cycle that keeps happening. And the word is the government is destroying, does not care about us. Hajat Kira.
Thank you so much. The government of Central Equatoria State is committed in protecting our traders. As I stated in the beginning, these traders play a very significant role in improving the economy of the country and the development of the country, particularly in Central Equatoria State, as they are functioning in Central Equatoria State. As I told you in the beginning, that there was a directive that was given to the mayor of Juba City Council. These directives also include the mayor should continue engaging with the traders, the representative, the leaders of the traders, to continue engaging with them. And also a message to our brothers who are the traders, they have right, they are South Sudanese, they have right to be given places to continue working and doing their normal businesses. We call upon them that we should not take laws into our hand. Let us try to give the government the opportunity to talk with them so that at least they will be given a permanent place that they will continue doing their businesses. The government need them, they need the government. It is a collective work rather than taking things into our hand.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for explaining what happened. And I know the opening of roads has continued in Konyokonyo, and we expect it to happen in the different other markets. And we will continue to see what is being done. If you have just tuned in, this is a nationwide discussion. Today, the discussion is from Central Equatoria State, and we have Honorable Nyarsuk Patrick James, Minister of Information and Communication, here with us. And he's just explained the policy direction for the government under the leadership of Governor Emmanuel Adil, who just was recently reinstated in office about 2 weeks now. And we've understood the four pillars that include peace and security and unity, economic recovery through agriculture, keeping Juba City clean, green, and safe, and then people-centered service delivery. And also cut across a policy direction that is accountability and transparency. Now, shortly, we'll be opening lines for you to call in or text in. Actually, you can already start texting in, but I'll be back after the break, and we shall look into the custom fire and what is being done, and then the lines will be opened for you to engage. Do stay tuned. Don't go away.
أنتم تستمعون إلى راديو ميرايا صوت السلام.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.
All right, welcome back. Thank you for choosing to listen to Nationwide today. And we continue with the discussion coming in from Central Equatoria State, where we are looking at the policy direction for the government. But now some of the policy directions feed into something that happened recently. That was on Monday, and there was a huge fire at Custom Market, the southern side, southeastern side, and the whole market was consumed. And so a lot of traders are mourning serious losses amounting to an estimated just billions of South Sudanese pounds. About 2,000 shops were burnt down, and about 1,500 stalls, the makeshift ones, also destroyed with goods in them. And so far, no lives have been reported lost, but the property that has been damaged is extensive. And so we know that the next day, the governor was there with the mayor and the minister of trade, the national minister, and they were able to engage with the traders, and a committee was formed. Could you tell us about this committee and what exactly it has been directed to do, and with what span of time? Because again, the past experiences with committees for South Sudan, majority of South Sudanese, is committees are made and answers are never got or shared with the public. The committee does their job and or does not do their job, and then the questions are not answered. So what is the different approach this time?
Thank you so much. When the fire broke out in Custom Market, it is not only a loss to the traders, but it is indeed a loss to the entire nation of South Sudan. Custom Market is one of the biggest markets in Juba particularly, and it played a very, very significant role. And when the fire broke out, the governor of Central Equatoria stayed with the delegation from the state government, visited the market in the morning as a quick response to have conversation and to assess the fire outbreak. And he was able to have conversation with the traders to express a word of sympathy and solidarity to the traders. It is indeed a very great loss, and we are so concerned as the government of Central Equatoria State. After the visit, the governor continued the visit after Konyokonyo Market, where they are opening roads, and they went to Juba City Council. Thereafter, in the evening, the governor of Central Equatoria State formed a committee that is headed by the State Minister of Trade and Industry, deputized by the mayor of Juba City Council and some members that are part of the committee. That committee particularly is to investigate the main cause of the fire outbreak that occur in custom, so that at least there will be a recommendation that will be given by the committee on how the government of Central Equatoria State can develop an approach on how to prevent such kind of fire outbreak. As you stated, it is not the first time such a fire outbreak occur in Custom, but this time around it is different. This committee has been directed to render their report as soon as possible to the office of the governor, and also this committee is working collectively with the national institution to making sure that the cause of the fire is addressed, and some recommendations will be given by that specific committee that has been formed by His Excellency. The government is so concerned about the loss that these our traders are really had at this critical moment where we are heading to Christmas. And if you follow how people speak about it, it is very unfortunate that this fire have to break. And also some of the directives that was given to Juba, the mayor of Juba City Council, is at least the standard of the structures that are in this market need to be changed. The structures of the building and also opening of roads. Because if you look into this fire outbreak, it will have been controllable. But if you look into how people build their shop, it's not to the standard of the mapping of the markets.
So these building permits and, who's in charge of that? How did we get here?
The building permit is given by City Council. We have a department in City Council that give building permit to traders, at least to build shops of a standard that will not lead to causing of such a fire outbreak.
And so even all this is now going to change?
This is going to change, and these are some of the directives that was given to mayor, particularly mayor, and the entire City Council, not only to the mayor alone, including the commissioner of Juba County. Because if you look into some markets, it is not under the jurisdiction of mayor of Juba City Council. It falls under the jurisdiction of the commissioner of Juba County and down to the other counties and administrative payam of Central Equatoria State. But the government of Central Equatoria really is so concerned, and they send word of sympathy to all our traders that lost their shops and their properties. Nothing was really recovered from there. And we look forward to see that measures are put in place to prevent such an incident from happening in the future.
I can tell you firsthand from witness information that there were some things that were saved from the fire. There were traders who ran in before the fire could consume their shops, and they were able to grab some property. But as they were taking their properties to safe places, security personnel, this is according to their testimony, security personnel took these properties, I hear investigation or whatever, and they were taken. And when they went back to follow up, they were told these properties have disappeared. How are you going to look into that? Because there's also this bit about there's the looters that were thieves in the market, but then there is witnesses that are saying security personnel took their property and their property disappeared, and in the hands of authority that should be protecting their property.
What you're saying is what this committee is going to be working on, to making sure that some security personnel who are participating in such illegal practices are identified and brought into book. And as you say, these security personnel are supposed to protect the traders themselves and protect the properties of these traders. But are very unfortunate, we all understand that there are some individuals in each and every community that are supposed to be the one implementing the law, making sure the law enforcement agency is implemented. But they are doing the opposite part of it. They are grabbing these properties and taking to themselves. Yes, we understand that the work of the security personnel by then was only to protect the traders from not entering into the market, trying to remove their products out of the market, because anything can happen. They can easily get banned inside. That was supposed to be their duty. But for those traders that have really brought their commodities out or their properties out, the security personnel are supposed to protect them. And this is the main reason for the formation of the committee, to making sure that if they can put all their efforts to identify, we're not guaranteeing that they will identify those security organs, who are those exactly that trigger and where the properties was taken. But we are quite sure, and we will make sure they try what is there in their capacity to identify these security personnel for future purposes and even hold them accountable.
All right. Well, yes, there's so much to talk about and unpack, but now it's time to hear from the listener. You're welcome to call in and ask a question or give a comment. Do make it brief so we can hear from as many people as possible. Let's hear from our first caller, Radio Mirai. Hello.
Yes, good evening, Ben, and greetings to Honorable Minister in the studio. This is Jaden.
Yes, Jaden.
Yeah, I have only two questions. My first question is this. For how long shall the Central Equatorial Government keep reviewing its policy every year instead of implementing those policies? The second question is that it has been 20 years, 6 years of interim and 14 years of independence, but Juba City is still struggling with waste management, running water, electricity, settlement and housing. Who is to be blamed exactly? Is it Is it the national government? Because I understand also Juba City is the capital city of the country, or the central Equatorial government that hosts the national government here? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jaden, let's hear from another caller. Radio Mirror. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Mara, Kef.
Tamam, Kef. Isi munu dari minwen.
James Ndiam in Town South County.
Hi, James Fadal.
Tahiyati ba mchile kumfi studio. Nigul kaman kufara le haja asri kaman fi bele bitana fi konyo konyo ahuwa nyukurin.
Defi customai.
So the haja sab jidan. Udeyao mahisab tana skulu fi makande ya kandufi haja jabu min dule dule shunu kandufi shunu na skulu buligo fi makande. Ya haja dbiga harabu zeda. Anema biharfin de tegera bitan sitan ole de shunu anema biharfin. Lekin anema bugul. Dor bita nazita business rujala mal ala nazal ala rujala mal al zol al mazul al indu gruj aw al zol dor bita kuma shunu al bagdere sadu nsawin al bukur min wal tumbare rahal fi zaman de bagdere sadu man chef shanu man bagdere izid al zid rasmal bita man tane shanu man bagdere dirlek fogu shukran
shukran jazilan, thank you very much. Yes, we have time to pick a few more callers, and then Honorable Nyarsuk will be able to answer the questions. We are looking at Central Equatoria, the policies that have been explained, and any other question you might have. Radio Mirai, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You are speaking to Deb Luca from Mumbai.
Yes, Luca.
How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. What's your question or comment? All right, that call dropped. We'll let Honorable Nyarsuk now answer these first two questions, and if there's more time, we will take more callers. Remember, you can also send a text message on 0912-177-141. So yes, Jaden has asked his question, two specific questions. How long do we keep reviewing policy instead of implementing? And Juba City has been struggling with the issue of water, waste management, and electricity. When shall this be solved?
Thank you so much to my brother Jaden for the two questions. The first one is there are no new policies that has been developed. If you look into the previous two governors that came, this was the same policy, but it is only the approach that differ a little bit, some few amendments into it. But security, economic recovery.
I think to clarify, earlier you mentioned that the ministers have been directed by the governor to review their policies. So I think the question is going directly to what you said earlier.
Reviewing the policy does not mean changing the policy. So you're reviewing the policy so that your approach will now differ. Because if you look into our country, there is always changes. There are changes that happen. This natural changes that happen. It needs review. The strategic plans that are always there. It need to be reviewed in always in some specific period of time. If you have a plan, you need to review on the approach of implementation.
Okay.
If you review it, you can be able to strengthen those approaches and maybe change how you can implement them to improve the implementing approach. Which does not change anything. There are no any policies that have been changed from the state government. These are the same policies, but only the institution have been directed to revisit and review those policies that they have, so that if there are some small amendments that need to be looked into, it has to be looked into. If their approach of security on how to improve security that need to be looked into, it has to be looked into. The same way you're reviewing it, but you need to achieve what is there to achieve. Peace and security in any area.
Okay.
The second question is, who is to be blamed, particularly the Juba City Council, in terms of issues to do with water, road rehabilitation, and etc. and so forth. There is no one here that is supposed to be blamed for this. The thing is holding institution accountable. It is a mandate of the state government, and particularly Juba City Council, to making sure that water and infrastructures of road within the town, it is well defined. If you look into our constitution, there are areas of operation that are well defined in our constitution. Yes, we understand that sometimes the institution don't implement their work to the standard, but with the new mayor, we really have to appreciate that they are really trying everything in their capacity to making sure that this work is implemented, and also the constant change in leadership. If you look into constant changes in leadership, if you look into a very specific period of time, you will see that there are almost some number of mayors that have been changed. If you will be coming, you will look into the policies and review it so that you will now put into how you want to approach it.
Right.
Leadership differs, but the administrative is always there. And also with the challenges that we have in the country, there are economic challenges if you look into it. There are economic challenges. So implementing all these things also require resources. But the little resources that they are having, they are looking into how they can be able to implement it. If you look into the issue of water within Juba City Council, it was not the work of the City Council that was doing this. This was an international institution that was given as a funding for there to be water within the areas of Juba City Council. But it is stopped. These are beyond policies of City Council. The third question is how can the state government support particularly the women and youth who are affected with the fire outbreak? As I stated in the beginning, we will only be able to communicate to the public after the findings of the committee, particularly the committee
so with Kivrika. I think James is coming in about immediate support. And I don't know if these policies exist, but are there insurance in terms of how the market is operated? We've had these fires for such a long time. Even with theft, there should be some kind of insurance. Taxes are being paid. There are duties being paid for security by these traders. And so when such a disaster happens, how do you compensate them? This does not need an investigation to happen before you do it, to help them add on to maybe whatever profits they had made so they can restart. Waiting for the investigation to be concluded, which may take weeks or months, somebody is not eating, someone is sleeping hungry. So that is the question. How can they be immediately supported?
Thank you so much. And also to James, there's no specific approach that has been put in place on how to compensate these people in case of any fire outbreak. But as I stated in the beginning, the government is committed to looking forward all different kind of means on what they can be able to do to these traders that are affected, particularly the traders that are affected. But if you look into the fire outbreak, it is like 2 days now, but it's still the government of Central Equatoria is trying to engage, and also there's an engagement with the national government if you look into this. So the decisions that are going to be made is going to be decision by the state government and then the national government in place to making sure that if there's anything that is going to be done in the future, it will be a decision that will come from these committees that are working. Because these committees, after their findings, the report will be shared with the national government, particularly the Ministry of Trade. Then our governor, Emmanuel Adel, His Excellency Emmanuel Adel, will engage with the national institution. If in case there's anything that is going to be done, we will definitely come and speak to the public and tell them what is there that the government is able to do.
Okay.
As a short-term approach.
All right. Thank you very much. We have room for at least one or two callers, depending on how fast you speak. You can call in and ask your question as we are now concluding the discussion. We're speaking about the Central Equatoria government going forward under the leadership of Emmanuel Adil, who just recently took office for the second time. And yes, we've understood some of the pillars that are going to be the priorities for the state. And then we were just looking at how the government is responding to the disaster that took place on Monday, where there was a fire at Custom Market, one of the largest markets in the city, and so many traders have been affected. Well, due to time, now we shall close the lines. And thank you for your questions, James. Also, Luca, we couldn't get your question, though you called. Thank you very much. And Jaden from Juba as well. Now, as we are concluding, Nyarsuk, what assurances can you give the public in terms of these policies and their implementations? As you can see, given the questions, especially coming in from Jaden, there are some reservations as far as accepting that indeed it's going to be actionable.
Thank you so much. This time around, the message of the governor is this is not a government of too much talking. This is a government of action. And if you follow with this, the 2 weeks that the governor have been in the office, there has been serious approaches, action approaches and achievement that has been there. And the government of Central Equatorial State is not going to tolerate institutions that are not productive this time. Each and every institution is going to be productive, and that is why there is accountability and transparency in our institution, in the pillars and the policy direction of the government of Central Equatorial State. The government is so committed, they will do everything in their standard to making sure that this policy direction, the four pillars, are implemented through working together with the public and the developmental partners. Government is a body that brings all of us together. This is not only the mandate of the government. Yes, the government leads, but all of us have a role to play. All of us have a role to play. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Honorable Patrick, Nyarsuk Patrick. Thank you for coming, making the time.
Let me just send a message. I didn't know you were telling me to conclude.
Oh, yes. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. As I stated in the beginning, particularly to the vendors, they should give the government of Central Equatorial State time. And if they are called with the leadership of Juba City Council, they should go and cooperate and engage together to find a better solution that will help all of us, including the government and the vendors and the traders. We want to see that these vendors have places where they are working in, they are operating in, and no one disturbs them. To our traders who have really lost their properties in the fire outbreak in Custom, we are sending word of sympathy, and we are so concerned it is very unfortunate that this fire happened. And we are looking into developing strategies on how to prevent such fire outbreak. And we are calling upon all of them to cooperate with the relevant authorities who will be investigating, and also to cooperate with the leadership of Juba City Council, that we change the standard of our market to prevent such kind of fire outbreak from happening. The institution of Central Equatorial State are open to all the public. Anyone who have any concern, feel free to go to this institution. You will be welcome and give your ideas. The government is a joint responsibility between us, who are in the government, and all of you people. So thank you so much for listening, and my regards to everyone. And I look forward to come here the second time and update you about the progress of the government of Central Equatorial State.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for making the time to come, ladies and gentlemen. This is Honorable Nyarsuk Patrick James, Central Equatorial Minister of Information and Communication. And my name is Lucy Kidan. We've come to the end of Nationwide Discussion.